people need therapy. The whole nation needs therapy. And not everybody can afford it. So I feel like we're seeing climbing death rates, not only because of COVID, but because of suicide. Because people psychologically do not know how to come to grips with this. And when they can't find any other answers, their only answer is to end their life. Because when reality could become so much like a nightmare, and you can't see a way out of it, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel of coming out the other side of COVID, or the other side of a breakup, or a marriage ending, or a child or loved one's death. A lot of people just give up. And I feel like less people would give up if therapy and just literally being able to talk to somebody, even in a group setting, was more available and free. I think if you were to take the number of COVID deaths and compare it to the number of suicides, just from this year, from when COVID really started coming out, and it's been out since November of last year. We just found out about it in March, that's all. But if you did the research, you would find that there are way more suicides than COVID deaths. And that's the sad thing. And that's what nobody is talking about. And I have nobody to talk to about that. Because everybody just wants to focus on the death and the disease. No one wants to think of the mental capacity that this is taking on everybody. The mental toll. And it needs to be talked about. Or else us as a nation and us as a planet are not going to get better over this. A lot of people aren't surviving, or they're barely surviving, because they have no support system. I have no support system. I fucking hate COVID. It took so many things from me. It took my fucking engagement from me. But I'm glad, because I didn't want to marry him. Not after seeing what I saw. And COVID is bringing out the worst of people. And people are seeing people for who they truly are. And the world fucking sucks.